are living in urgent times. If you're living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Ann McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
Well, welcome, friends. It's January 24th, 2020, and I'm telling all of you to buckle your seatbelts. We have one powerful, life-changing radio broadcast coming on in a few minutes. But before we begin, let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we praise and thank you for all that you've done for us, all that you plan for us, and all that you haven't done for us. We praise and thank you and entrust our lives to your Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We pray protection upon this radio broadcast and all who are involved. And we pray for those who are not listening at this moment that they will tune in, because this is a life-changing radio broadcast today. So we ask protection once again from St. Michael the Archangel and all the angels and saints to be with us in a very powerful way. And we entrust everything into your loving arms, Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I told you to buckle your seatbelt because we're going to be dealing with things that people don't like to hear about. So why are people choosing trendy over truth today, my friends? So the program that we will undertake in a few minutes is about the trend towards do-it-yourself religion, people picking and choosing from a variety of practices in an effort to be spiritual rather than religious. This often includes occult practices such as witchcraft, magic, and by the way, women are using this for empowerment. Divination tools like astrology, tarot cards, New Age nonsense like Reiki, very big with millennials, by the way. And the dangers are dismissed by folks who tell themselves the devil doesn't exist anyway. So what is there to be afraid of? They think they can dabble in this stuff and not get hurt simply because they choose not to believe in the devil or evil. We can discuss some of the reasons for the growth of do-it-yourself religion, such as how people no longer believe in objective truth, how they over-focused on feeling good in their spiritual quest and seeking enlightenment about themselves rather than about God. The new and the trendy are seen as the hip thing to do. This lovely paragraph was written by Susan Brinkman in preparation for this program. It's a topic that would be controversial on other radio stations, but we tell the truth. We tell the absolute truth. And the Roman Catholic religion is not a do-it-yourself religion, cafeteria religion, where you pick and choose what you want on a specific day. We follow the magisterium of the Roman Catholic Church. And this particular radio program is in full collaboration with the Archdiocese of Philadelphia and, of course, the Magisterium of the Roman Catholic Church. So when Sue Brinkman comes on, it's not her opinion. It is not her opinion. She is dealing you the truth. So I ask that you tell your friends to tune in. We're going to be covering a whole gamut of issues, topics, that Sue has written about and researched and spoken about on television and radio. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Sue Brinkman. She is an author, award-winning journalist. She's a Third Order Discalced Carmelite. She serves as the Director of Communications and New Age Research for Women of Grace. She's the co-founder of Catholic Life Institute. She has authored 11 books, and the list goes on and on. Sue Brinkman is probably one of the most knowledgeable on the topic of New Age outside of Father Mitch Pacwa at EWTN and Jeanette Bankovic. And many of you know Sue. Back in the day, she wrote for the Old Catholic Standard and Times, and she's received national journalism awards, including the Bernadine O'Connor Award, the Eileen Egan Journalism Award from Catholic Relief Services, and numerous awards from the Catholic Press Association and the Philadelphia Press Association. We have seen her on EWTN. We have heard her on Wacky Wednesdays with Jeanette Bankovic on EWTN. And she is the lead researcher for the Women of Grace, the lead researcher for Women of Grace New Age Q&A blog, which is the largest, by the way, blog of its kind in the world. That's right, the largest blog of its kind in the world. And this library of information now exceeds 1,200 entries on everything from acupuncture and angels to Wicca and yoga. So you can imagine this could be a 10-part series about the trendy, choosing the trendy over the truth. So we need to come clean today. After this radio broadcast, I ask that you really examine your conscience. Are we choosing the trendy, you know, the let's put it together cafeteria style form of Christianity? Or are we truly living out the Christian call? It's not just a Catholic call, it's a Christian call. You know, are we trending towards do-it-yourself religion? You know, we watch TV or hear a radio broadcast or read a self-help book, and we think, I'm going to try this. I know a lot of health systems, particularly in the Philadelphia area, are integrating New Age philosophies as essential oils, therapeutic touch, Reiki, so much more that is not approved by the church. And it is anti-Christian. There's no such thing as Christian Reiki, Christian mindfulness, Christian oils. So that's only that's a whole other topic. But people are picking and choosing this form of religion to make oneself feel good. You know, we're picking from, as Sue says, from a variety of practices in an effort to be spiritual rather than religious. You know, which includes occult practices, witchcraft, magic, astrology, tarot cards. I can't tell you how many people are dabbling in it. Dabbling, and you think, oh, it doesn't matter. I'm just dabbling in it. I'm not sure I really believe it. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ wants you to hear the truth today, because we at In His Sign Catholic Radio Network are choosing truth over trendy. That's T-R-E-N-D-Y. We're choosing truth over trendy. So when Susan Brinkman comes on, get your pen and paper, because you're going to be writing things down that you thought you would never would. And I want you to tell your friends who are involved in any of this to tune in. And I know we'll be rebroadcasting this because it's such a powerful broadcast. You know, Susan Brinkman, again, is an author, award-winning journalist, a Third Order Discalced Carmelite. She serves as a Director of Communications and New Age Research for Women of Grace International. She's the co-founder of the Catholic Life Institute, and she's authored 11 books. I can't tell you the number of retreats she's given. She's on radio, TV. She's a motivational speaker. She is one you do not want to miss. So when Sue calls in, I want you to buckle your seatbelt, because this is going to be a power-packed program, power-packed. So we talked about putting on your power packs on your back a few weeks ago with the sacramentals of the church and the sacraments. So I'm asking you to add this to your power pack on your back to get through 2022. You need to be informed, you need to be catechized, and you need to ramp up, as we all do, our spiritual prayer life. We need the sacraments of the church. We need our sacred scriptures. We need our prayer communities, our Bible studies. We need each other to carry each other through what's coming down the road. Now, we've heard on the news today about the Ukraine and Russia and the United States. We need to be alert, to really, truly, truly increase our prayer lives, to pray against this. We have the power, as the Blessed Mother has said throughout the centuries, to prayer and fast against war. So, my friends, I ask that we pray and fast because we're choosing truth over trendy. Truth over trendy. So I ask that you pray and fast against anything that would come against our country and our families and our beloved faith. And this is why we are choosing truth over trendy. And I pray that Susan doesn't have a problem calling in today. She's calling in from a landline. I asked her to call in from a landline so we have a better quality audio. Hello.
And Sue's on the line.
All right, Sue, welcome.
Oh, hi, how are you? So good to hear your voice.
It's so good to hear your voice. I'm so excited. I told our listeners to buckle their seatbelts.
Oh, good. Uh-oh, I got to live up to that, huh? Okay.
Well, you always live up to that. You know, the topic today is why are people choosing trendy over truth? And I actually read the paragraph that you had sent to me. And it's an eye-opener, Sue. Where do we start? You know, you said that we're trending towards do-it-yourself religion.
Oh, it is. Oh, it totally is. And it's scary what people are doing out there right now. Mostly young people, because, you know, they really haven't been raised on the faith the way we were. And they are just sort of mixing and matching things and putting it all together into what they want. And, you know, a little bit of tarot, a little bit of Catholic, a little bit of Jewish, a little Hinduism. You know, they're all into this, you know, different meditation, Eastern meditation techniques and yoga and Tai Chi and stuff like that. I Ching. They throw everything together into this big mishmash, and that's their religion. That's religion. They only have in there what they like. And what they don't like, they just leave it out. And they think, oh, you know, I can do this. It's fine. I don't have to have any particular, you know, mainstream religion. I don't have to have any kind of, you know, church telling me how to behave morally. I don't need any of these things. I can and pick all this out for myself. I'm a good person. I'm a good person, and I'm fine with this. And they have no clue about the dangers that they're involved in. They don't know anything about the supernatural realm except what they get on the internet, which is all about universal life force and vibrations. And this is what it, I mean, sometimes you read it. I was just reading something today and I said to myself, this is the wackiest thing I've ever read. But it isn't the wackiest, because I read wacky stuff all the time in my work with Women of Grace, you know, on the New Age and the occult. But They are into things. Women, for instance, are very into witchcraft and magic. This is how they're getting their empowerment. They're going to be witchy. This is how their retaliation against Me Too. This is where they're getting their power from, is this dark magic. And we saw a lot of that during the pandemic, this turn towards the magical, right? Superstitions, like people will go outside at a certain time when the moon was full and they would howl at the moon. And this was supposed to, this is actually going on somewhere, I think it was Colorado. They were all going out there and howling at the moon, thinking that this is somehow going to help them in the pandemic. Or there was a bunch of people that were citing this certain blend of essential oils, and if you use this, you're magically going to be protected from COVID. And when researchers look at this stuff, they say, well, when people feel powerless and afraid, they tend to turn to stuff like that. They turn to the occult, and they turn to magic, because it makes them feel like they have some power. And that they can actually do something rather than going to God.
Some of our hospital systems are using essential oils and Reiki and teaching this to really beautiful nurses. What is the root of this, Sue? I mean, not only in our households, but hospital systems are turning to this?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole that's a whole show right there on what's going on in the hospitals, because these nurses have been trained, not all nurses, of course, but have been trained in energy medicine. And there's no such thing as this energy that they're talking about. It's a putative form of energy. that is not substantiated in any way by science. And in fact, scientists shake their head at this and wonder, how is this getting in here? But a nurse, years ago, this is decades ago now, was actually responsible. She was very high up in the, I guess it was the New York Hospital. Let me get my book open here and I can get your exact name. But she had this thing going in there where she pushed it into all the schools and had this form of energy medicine. It's called Therapeutic Touch. Dolores Krieger was her name. Very influential head of nursing department, New York University School of Medicine. And she believed that this is how people were healed, was by this, you know, energy. And it was an energy that people needed. They didn't need God. They didn't need other things. It was not based on the power of God. It was based on prana, which is the Hindu word for energy. And she's the one who got it in there. And it's now in schools. I mean, they can take classes and get credits and stuff for courses about healing methods that use an energy force that doesn't exist. And the doctors and scientists have to just shake their heads. How does this stuff get in here? But it's very trendy right now. And, you know, hospitals are very often run by MBAs. They know how to make money. And it just, you know, the people are coming in there and saying, oh, I want some Reiki. I want this. They don't care that there's no basis for it. They don't care about that. They just go ahead, oh, it makes me feel good. It gives me some hope. Medicine doesn't know everything. Science doesn't know everything. Yeah, but it knows a whole lot more than than mm-hmm. these people who are out there doing Reiki, which has never been proven before in a laboratory ever. No one has ever proved that Reiki worked, ever. And yet it's in all the hospitals, And it's many times the people who are practicing it in the hospitals will come into the room and they'll say, would you like a massage?
Mm-hmm.
How they put it. They don't tell you that they're going to try to manipulate their energies. And with Reiki, it goes even a step further. That was the most dangerous. That's why the Catholic bishops have said that it doesn't belong in any Catholic institutions. Because these people are actually channeling what they call the Reiki source. That's the energy. That's what they decided to name that energy. And they're channeling it and serving as a channel for this entity. This energy that they're calling down from the heavens, right? It's got a connection to the occult. You just don't sit there and do things like this, Anna, and think that you're going to be okay. There's definite danger in the supernatural, but this is a realistic and factual study of the supernatural. This isn't this fantasy stuff that's out there on the internet. That's not what we're talking about here. It's, mm-hmm. And I think this is where the problem lies. They don't believe in objective truth anymore. It's just, oh, that's your truth. It's not my truth. And they don't understand that objective truth is truths that are based in reality. Okay, that's what an objective truth is. So, in other words, arsenic is deadly. That's an objective truth. But what they're actually saying is, I don't want to believe that arsenic is deadly, so therefore that's not my truth. That's yours. It's not mine. And they're going to go ahead and drink the arsenic, and guess what's going to happen to them?
They'll die.
Either die or be seriously injured by that. And this is what's mm-hmm. happening to the people who are out there dabbling around in witchcraft and magic. Many of them are. Many of them are being attacked out there. I just got a witness. I'm going to publish this on our website at Women of Grace. .com. I'm going to publish this on Thursday of this week, and she wrote a testimony, this person, about how she had been involved in occultism. She was a fallen away Catholic. She got involved in it when she was a teen. She was into, you know, Wicca, astrology, paganism, and very heavily into astrology and astrological readings and that sort of thing. And she had this dark presence, she said, that followed her around for so long that she actually started to get used to it. It would inspire nightmares for her. She said she hated to be alone, no matter when it was that she was alone. She always felt that somebody was watching her. She was very afraid of the dark. She was very afraid at night, even as a full-grown adult, she was. She said, I always felt like someone was behind me or in the corner of my room or even sitting on the foot of my bed. She had constant, terrible, uncontrollable nightmares of being suffocated, of being possessed by demons, you know, waking up terrified that something was in the room. All kinds of things went on in her life. She had a child, and this seems to me like when things started to turn around for her, she, I guess, was afraid for her child, and she decided to come back to the faith. She had her son baptized. She returned to the church. Her and her husband had their marriage kind of validated in that same year. And she said after some time had passed, she finally realized that she didn't have those feelings anymore. She didn't feel like anybody was watching her. She didn't have that uneasiness. She didn't have those nightmares. Everything stopped. And she said, you know, share this story with other people. And she's 35 years old, married revert, she said, and a mother to a beautiful son. That's how she signed it. And wants us to share that and say, to tell people, you get hurt out there doing this stuff. You just don't run out there willy-nilly and say, oh, I'm going to do it just because I don't believe in it. Like, they don't believe in Satan, right? They don't believe in Satan. Okay, so let's just take that. That's an objective truth, that there is a being known as Satan.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know that? Why do we say it's objective? Well, Jesus taught that. And even putting aside the fact that Jesus is, of course, the head of the Christian religion, just put that aside for a minute. He was also one of the most influential men who ever lived and ever walked the earth. He changed the destiny of mankind. You're going to call him a liar? Based on what? Based on what? Jesus knew what he was talking about when he said, how many times did he mention Satan in the Gospels? He talked about it all the time. And people say, oh, well, that was just because that's what they believed in his time. So he was just restating their beliefs. There again is a person who's not very well educated in this, because that certainly is not true. There was a whole segment of society that did not believe in the supernatural. They didn't believe in Satan. That was the Sadducees, right? They didn't believe in the reincarnation, none of that. So centuries, we have centuries of testimony about the existence of this evil being from saints, from exorcists, now in current time, from medical professionals who are saying, okay, I can't explain what happens to this person when they, and why they act that way when they become possessed, other than to say that the person is possessed by a being of some kind. We have plenty of factual evidence to prove that there's a devil, but these people say, well, no, that's your truth, it's not mine. I don't really believe in that. And this is, I think that's the main reason, to be honest with you, and I think that's why they're doing what they're doing. They're just kind of anesthetizing themselves to any of the dangers and just saying, look, it's fun when I play with divination and I do the I Ching, and I, you know, it just helps me to kind of find my truth. Like, what's going to happen to me? The world is so messed up right now. You know, what's going to happen? So I'm just going to go to astrology and let the stars tell me what this is about. You can get hurt doing things like that. You open yourself up to spiritual entities that we know exist out there, and they're going to influence you, and they're going to get hold of you and start to turn you away from religion. And that's what's happening in droves by these people who call themselves nuns, N-O-N-E-S, nuns. They just throw all that out the window and just say, look, it's not what I believe. It can't hurt me. Can't hurt me. We're living in a very egocentric time. It's all about what I want, what feels good to me. And that's the other thing. Everything has to feel good. That's the kind of meditation they want. They don't really come to prayer because they want to know God. They want to know themselves. They want to be enlightened about themselves. That's what they're coming to prayer for these days. And that's why they think they can just blend things like mindfulness and transcendental meditation. Well, we'll just blend that into my Catholic prayer. And it's like, no, you know, Catholic prayer is looking up toward God, right? And transcendental meditation and Eastern meditation is looking in the opposite direction, is looking at you. You're the God. And what you're doing when you're practicing these meditation techniques is you're looking for enlightenment about that inner divinity. So that's what this is all about. And it's trendy. it's very trendy. And you're not hip if you're not doing this stuff. Annie, you and me are not hip.
Well, I know that I'm a nerd.
But we are not hip at all. We're old fashioned because we believe in objective truth.
Yes. Yes. If you're just tuning in, friends. So I want to reintroduce you. If you're just tuning in, our special guest today is Susan Brinkman, author, award-winning journalist. We're talking about why are people choosing trendy over truth. I love this title, Sue. Love it. You know, trendy. Even the interviews that we've done in the past over the years, you know, I sense that you pivoted in another direction, that we are in. We always were in dark times, but the light was so strong. What do you say to people right now, you know, maybe grandparents who their children or their grandchildren or their neighbors are involved in this magic and the witchcraft and astrology and tarot cards? What do you say to give them hope?
Well, the number one thing I say to them is first of all, they need to pray. And they don't want to hear that. But they really do need to do that, because that's where all their power is going to come from. Is going to be in prayer. And I have a beautiful prayer. I don't know if we have time. I know we have a break coming up soon. A beautiful prayer by, this was the Association of Marian Helpers. And I always refer people to this prayer. It's called the Trust Me Prayer.
Oh, you know who wrote that? Kathleen McCarthy.
Who?
Kathleen McCarthy.
It's a beautiful prayer.
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
Do you believe that I am the Son of God? And do you believe that I died for all men and women and that I rose from the dead? Then why do you continue to be distracted and anxious about your loved ones? Do they not also belong to me? Would I refuse to work in their lives just as I work in yours? I have not put you in charge of redeeming them. I have already done that. Nor do you have the power to change their hearts. Only my Holy Spirit searches and knows the deepest hearts of men and women. And only he can heal their deepest wounds. Your task is to love, to forgive, to pray for them, and to turn them over to me. Come closer to me yourself, and I will do the rest. Trust me. To me, that is just so perfect. Why am I not surprised that was Kathleen McCarthy? It just says on here, author unknown, and that it was revised.
Well, I'm revealing a little secret. Anonymous is Kathleen McCarthy, and this prayer now is all over the world.
I hand them out to people. I say that the first thing you can do for them is bring the Lord into this and pray for them. And never mind saying, oh, but I've been praying for years. Pray for years more. Their soul is worth it. Their soul is worth that kind of perseverance in it. And the second thing, and I know we have to go to break, so I just cut me off when I have to go. But they need to get educated. Don't just sit there and throw out all this preachy stuff to people. Sit down and read up on this stuff. Learn what it is. Learn what the science says about it. Because a lot of times they'll listen to that part. They'll listen to that when you say, well, listen, this is what the science says about this energy form, that it's putative. It's not like veritable energy in our body, like monochromatic radiation and other things that we can, you know, like what our MRIs and our CAT scans and that magnetic energy. We know that. We can measure that and use that. That's called veritable energy. That is substantiated by science. What they're talking about is some sort of energy force that comes from the universe. It's a vibration of some kind that has never been substantiated. And physics is a very advanced science. If it's out there and it can detect all those other forms of energy, how come it can't detect that? And there's a short answer to that because it doesn't exist.
We're going to cut to a break, my friends, and when we come back, we're going to be answering the question. Hold on, please, Sue.
You're listening to In His Sign, Catholic Radio. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We often think of the scripture where the disciples were walking to Emmaus, where they said, "Were not our hearts burning within us as Jesus spoke to us on the road?" as we travel along the road together in our Archdiocese of Philadelphia and Camden Diocese. We thank God for our loyal circle of family and friends. Please consider sponsoring one of our new programs in the name of your parish priest, family member, or friend. It would be a beautiful way of helping us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Give us a call at 610-527-2906 or visit us on the web at inhissign.com.
Well, thank you for tuning in, my friends. You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. I'm your host, Anne McGlone, on Thy Will Be Done. Our special guest today is Susan Brinkman, author, award-winning journalist, Third Order Discalced Carmelite. She serves as the Director of Communications and New Age Research for Women of Grace International. She's co-founder of the Catholic Life Institute, and she's authored 11 books. And we are talking about I told our listeners in the beginning of the program to buckle the seatbelts. Why are people choosing trendy over truth? And we left off before the break, Susan, about physics, how measurable physics is, and how people think they're tuning in to this universal energy, and it doesn't exist.
That's right, and it's one of the greatest scams of our time. Because people are pouring millions, well, not millions, I'm going to say billions of dollars into these different practices, such as Reiki, therapeutic touch, all the different massages that are based on the existence of this universal life force that doesn't exist. Acupuncture is an example of that. Acupuncture is based on the belief that this universal life force enters the body through these meridians or channels. And that by pricking the body along the roots of these channels, you can control different organ systems and you can, you know, eliminate pain. You can do this, you can do that, and you can do the other thing. Well, there is no energy, okay? So that means there really are no meridians, which means there really are no acupoints, which they call them acupoints. And people say to me, but I have acupuncture and it works. Well, yeah, because anywhere on your body that you might prick yourself with a pin, you're going to release pain-relieving endorphins into your bloodstream, and they're going to make the pain go away. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with meridians. But again, as I'm saying, you know, people are investing their money in this stuff. You know, insurance companies don't cover it, and that's why. They don't cover anything that's energy-based because there is no such thing as the energy. But the consumer doesn't really know this unless they take the time to educate themselves on it and try to learn what these things are. And I would have to say, like, for every 10 pro-energy websites out there, there's maybe one that will tell you, hey, this stuff isn't true, don't look at it. There really isn't getting out there the way it should get out there. We do have a blog, very extensive blog on this subject. You can go right to the index by going to newage.womenofgrace.com, and that'll take you right to the index page. It's alphabetical. You just scroll down. You can find anything you want. Everything's on there, from tarot, witchcraft, yoga, angels, you name it. It's all in there, and you can read stuff that's based on facts. We give you facts. But again, as far as the grandparents are saying, oh, you know, my grandkids are in all this stuff, the other thing they need to keep in mind, besides educating themselves now, pray, educate yourself, is understand the mentality that's out there right now. As I said, we're very egocentric, and that's how a lot of these young people are raised, and that's the environment that they're living in. And they very much reject reason. They don't believe that you need reason. So that's one of the other reasons they throw out the objective truth, because objective truth is based in reason. Well, they don't think you really need reason. And what this is transcendentalism. reborn. That's what the old transcendentalism was. Spirituality should come from yourself, not from any kind of organized religion. Organized religion is corrupting. We should strive to be independent and self-reliant, do our own thing. Insight and experience is more important than logic. I don't know how many people have written to me to say, I'll say something about an occult practice that's dangerous, right? Let's say tarot. And they'll write to me and they'll say, I can't believe that you said that. Have you ever tried it? No. Why would I want to try that? That's like saying to me, would you like to try this arsenic? How can you say that if you've never drunk arsenic? How can you say it's deadly? Because that's really what they're saying. We already know that it is. Satan himself tells you it in exorcisms. He comes right out and tells us. And by the way, he laughs at us. Satan laughs at us in some of these exorcisms in the books that I've read by that are written by the exorcists. He actually laughs and says, can you believe those dumb humans believe that? Especially about necromancy, you know, contacting the dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest hoax on the planet right now. And he's orchestrating all that, making people believe, oh, yeah, you can go to the medium and contact your Aunt Betty who just died and get all kinds of information and stuff out of her. No, you can't. Aunt Betty doesn't have the ability, once she's cut off from her senses, of contacting the material world. She can't do that because you need your senses to do that. That's physics. That's just logic. So the only way for her to do it is she's got to be empowered to do it by a being that has that power. So it's either a supernatural power like God or a preternatural power like the angels, of which Satan is. He's an angel. He's a fallen angel, but he's got all preternatural powers that the angels have. He could do that. It's a cakewalk for him to do that, to imitate your Aunt Betty. And he knows that Aunt Betty used to call you this little nickname and used to tug on your hair in this certain way. He knows all that. Satan and his minions have been watching mankind since the beginning of time. They know everything about us. They know our body language. They know what we're thinking just by looking at our faces. They know what we're thinking. They're always watching us. They see what we're doing. So, again, it's people being uneducated or being incorrectly educated on the Internet with all this really fancy-sounding stuff out there. And it is fancy. You get a headache sometimes. I get a headache sometimes reading it and trying to figure out what they're talking about because it can be so obscure. They need to understand that about this. They need to pray. They need to educate themselves. And I mean to take this serious. Once you find out what they're involved in, start to look it up. Go to reliable sources. We are reliable. We're not going to give you anything other than the truth on it. We give you the science, we give you what the church says about it, and we give you what the proponents are saying about it so that you'll know what your loved ones are hearing. So we always tell you that first, and then we tell you what's wrong with it, you know, as far as the science is controlled, is concerned, and then what does the church have to say about it, and whether or not it's compatible with Christianity. That's what you want to do, because if you're just running around and you're kind of running amok out there and just doing whatever you want, chances are you have attracted something to yourself that you really don't want to be friends with, because he's always watching for that. And the minute you turn away from God, you open a door. The exorcist called it a portal. And when you open that portal, it's very difficult to close it again. And once you open that portal, Satan is now able to get at you much more directly than he could before that. Before, if the portal was closed, he can only tempt you to do things. And he uses temptation as really his only ploy there for that. But once you open the door, now he can come in a lot more directly. Now we're talking about oppression. He can get into your head. You're starting to have nightmares, foggy thinking, accidents. Things are happening to you. No matter how hard you work, you never seem to have enough money. And I'm not saying that in this day and age people say, is that the Satan doing that? But I mean, it would be something a little bit more obvious than that. But different things like that, your life just can't seem to be pulled together for one reason or another. These are all forms of oppression. that people need to be aware of that could have a satanic undertone to them, or just the fact that you've opened the door to this mischief maker known as Satan. And like I said, people don't want to believe that he's there, but unfortunately, the facts are that he is. And
yeah,
we need to be careful and understand who he is and how he operates. And I think once you do that, you'll begin to understand a little bit better what's going on with your children and your grandchildren.
Yeah.
But one of the worst things is you just sit there and say, if you do that, you're going to go to hell.
My voice jumping over you. I'm so sorry. I'm just thinking of the kids who have learned how to cast spells through TV series and all the ghost stories and all the dark, dark programs that kids and teens and even young adults are watching. You know, talk to our listeners a little bit about how dangerous all this is.
Oh, it definitely is dangerous about that. It, you know, even the shows on the hauntings and the ghosts, I just kind of described to you why there's no really such thing as a ghost. God may permit people to come back, but he facilitates that, and he only does that for a serious reason. It's not to throw pots and pans around in the middle of the night and scare the bejeebies off you. He doesn't do that. If there's any force that's doing that inside your house, it's more than likely demonic. But even when you're watching these haunting shows and that, what it does is it starts to put a worldview into your head that is not Christian, and it's not based on fact. It's based on this Ghostbuster stuff and their different voice meter things that they use, and it's all hype. It's all hype. It's not true. As far as curses and spells, yeah, they do work. You can work spells on people. Read a couple of books by an exorcist, and you won't dabble in that stuff anymore, because curses is one of the top reasons why people get possessed, is by curses. People put curses on them. And if you're not in a state of grace, you're open game. That curse could land if God permits it. You know, Satan can only do what God permits, but God may permit it because you're out there dabbling in this stuff and you're not listening to reason from anybody else. You might have to get burned before you're gonna wise up and stop doing it. So curses can be extremely damaging to a person and to a person's life. That and also playing games such as the Ouija board. And the Ouija board is one of the most dangerous practices to get involved in. It's direct contact with demonic beings through the board. That's another one of the reasons, the chief reasons why exorcists say people come to them needing exorcism. And now, exorcisms are very rare, okay? So what's that saying about a Ouija board, that is capable of producing that effect in a person? That person is open to becoming possessed just by fooling around with a Ouija board. That's pretty bad. That and curses and involvement in any kind of Satanism. And you have this stuff like the Satanic Temple out there. In fact, I just wrote a blog last week about this new Satan conference that's going to take place in Scottsdale, Arizona. I don't know if you heard about it, but it's a bunch of Satanists. They're all having a big conference. And they're going to talk about things like how to raise kids in a satanic household and how abortion should be a basic human right. And they're going to have an impurity ball. That's one of their side affairs, and they have a satanic market and all this kind of stuff. And the Satanic Temple likes to say, you know what, we don't worship Satan. They just sort of emulate Satan as a pre-Christian life form or whatever. And I think, you know, you couldn't find somebody else how about Stalinists or something like that? Why Satan? Why do you have to go with him? We don't worship him. But you know what? A lot of people who are being attracted to the Satanic Temple are worshiping Satan, outright worshiping Satan. And the Satanic Temple also has been involved in black masses and setting them up. And black masses, what are they but a mockery of the mass? And they deliberately invoke Satan. So, yeah, I think they're talking out of both sides of their mouth, but a lot of young people are saying, no, it's not. I can get involved in this stuff. And Satanism, and that is very prevalent on their video games. And Satan's made to look like the hero in a lot of these games. One of the games that I've seen, the goal of the game is to kill God. And this is what kids are playing. Mm-hmm. And the games are marketed to teenagers, Anne. So they're up against a lot, and that's why they can't afford to just sit back and do nothing. They need to pray, which means to call in the power of God. They need to educate themselves. I have a book called Learn to Discern Compendium. It's called Learn to Discern Compendium, and it's available at on our website, CatholicLifeInstitute.org, and it lists all this stuff that's in there. It's actually a quick read. Each of the chapters is quick, and it teaches you what all this stuff is so that you can learn it and be able to discern some of the things that your kids are getting involved in to say, uh-oh, you know what, this isn't Catholic. It has all kinds of different sections in it. You know, what is the self-help industry? All these people into the law of attraction, thinking you can use your mind to attract things to yourself. There's a lot of wacky stuff out there, Anne. There's a lot of wacky stuff, and we have to educate ourselves, as I said, about it, and not just sit here wringing our hands. We really do need to do that, to become proactive, educate ourselves, give our children the information that we've come up with, and pray for them, that their hearts will be open, if not right away, in time, that they'll be open, and especially that they might be spared before they get burned, because that's how a lot of people... That's the only way a lot of these kids are going to come back, is they're going to get burned in one way or another. They're going to have, you know, spirits of suicide attached to them. You know, they're giving them all kinds of thoughts about cutting themselves and killing themselves. And it makes you wonder, with the suicide rates and the cutting rates as they are right now, it makes you wonder. And how many of these kids are not involved in, are not with God, they're not within the realm of God's protection. You know, it's a very difficult time to be a parent. Very difficult time, but there's always hope because of God, and he's the one with all the power, and Satan knows it. Satan knows that. All you need to do is invoke the name of Jesus, and he will help you. He will help you, but like I said, you got to get educated and learn how to talk their language, these young people. And a lot of times what they really, sometimes, you know, they'll listen to the science. Some of them will listen to the science. Others just don't think they need it. They're just going to go by their feelings. Well, it makes me feel good to do that. Well, it makes you feel good now, but, you know, in a year from now, it's going to start making you feel really bad because you're dabbling around with Satan, who's extremely shrewd. He knows exactly what buttons of yours to push to get you to get involved in this practice. And right when you're eating out of his hand, that's when he's going to pull the rug out from under you. And all of a sudden, things are going to start to go wrong. And that's why. It's because of him. But he's going to convince you that he doesn't exist, and you're just going to continue going around and around in this vicious circle and really end up with a very sad life, a very sad life.
And attract them through the television programs and the movies that are out there, all very dark.
Very dark.
All very dark and very popular.
Very dark, very popular. Everybody's just into all this dark stuff. And I think, hey, isn't the world dark enough as it is with this pandemic and all this other stuff going on? Why do you got to watch it in the movies? Why is that entertaining to you? But for some people, they just like all that stuff. But just be careful what these kids are dabbling around, and they need to be careful about it. And just because they don't believe it's true doesn't mean it's not. It just means that they've chosen not to believe it, and they're taking that risk. You know, maybe they're wrong, and it is dangerous. Yeah, this is a risk that they're taking by, you know, refusing to believe in objective truth. So, Annie, it's a tough one. It's a tough one, and this stuff is trendy. It glitters like gold. Everybody is doing it. They want to be like their friends. Hey, they're all doing yoga. You know, I have to do yoga. I'm the only one who's not doing yoga in my group of friends. So what, you're the only one with some sense in your head? Who knows what you're doing? You don't need yoga. It's an isometric exercise. You don't need anything to do with yoga in order to get a great workout. But these other ways of working out, they're not trendy. Yoga is. And all the yoga pants and the yoga mats and everything that goes with it, that's very trendy. And this is what's sucking in these poor young people, and many of whom were not raised in the faith. And, you know, they've lived during an era when there's just people questioned everything. And then you look at what our church has been through in the last 20 years. especially with the scandal. You can see why they get turned off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not gonna follow that church. You know, we've lost all moral authority because of what happened there. But I always say to people who go down that road, I said, you know, why would you throw out Jesus because of what Judas did? You know, you don't want to do that. Jesus is still the head of this church. And, you know, man will be man. And they're all fallen. It's not just the Catholic Church. That's just the way things are nowadays. We live in a very sex-saturated society. And it's in the churches. It's in homes, schools, everywhere. It's everywhere. Nothing escapes it. So, you know, this is the era, though, that they're growing up in. Like, when I was growing up, it wasn't as bad as this. It was starting to get bad because I was in the 70s. But, you know, it was starting to go down this path, but it was not nearly what it is today.
So I need you to, again, people are just tuning in, coming out of work. Tell people the name of the book, the compendium, and how they could find out more information and okay. how they could contact you as well.
Yes, it's the book is called Learn to Discern Compendium. It's available on CatholicLifeInstitute.org. It's in ebook form and also in print form, but they can get that. And they can go on to the website, newage.womenofgrace.com, and that will take you right to the index of the New Age Q&A blog. And it has at least 1,500 items in that library, and it's all alphabetical, so whatever you're looking for, chances are we've written about it. If we haven't written about it, you can get hold of me at S. Brinkman. That's B as in boy, R-I-N-K-M-A-N-N, at womenofgrace.com. And we answer the questions personally. We will get back to you with it. Or if we've already written about it, we'll send you that blog so you can read it.
I'm sitting here with a suitcase full of ideas, Sue. Every time I talk to you, I'm thinking about 10 more programs. Because there's so much to cover. Why are people choosing trendy over truth? An incredible question that we all need to answer in our personal lives and behind our front door. Why are we, and we need to say, yes, we are, choosing trendy over truth and to really do a full examination of conscience? Let's weed out the dark. Let's bring in the light. And Sue, I would love you to, if you could, close with a special prayer that's very close to your heart, because you are a third-order discalced Carmelite and a woman of grace and a great, great intercessor. If you would close out your segment, please, with a special prayer.
Dear Lord Jesus, we come to you weak, wounded souls, and we are so vulnerable to all the dark forces that are swarming around us in this world. But we know that you are the one with the power. It's just that, Lord, sometimes we forget, we become frightened, we fall, we lose hope, we become discouraged. Lord, give us the grace to persevere in loving you and in turning to you, and especially in our faith in you, that no matter what happens to us, you are always here beside us, ready to help us, to guide us, and especially to fill us with your Holy Spirit, that he might open our eyes, that the scales might fall away from our eyes, that we can see the truth and have the courage to embrace that truth, regardless of whether it's trendy or not, so that we can be with you whether you're in season or out season, because with us, Lord, in our hearts, you are never out of season. You are always in season in our hearts. And we want to be with you, we want to follow you, and we want to honor your holy name throughout our lives. And we ask you, Lord, to give us the grace to do so. And we're asking this in your most holy name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Susan, for taking the time to be with us today. And again, my suitcase is full here with ideas for future radio programs. I know you're really, really busy. So,
anytime for you, Annie. Anytime.
Thank you, Sue. And God bless you for all that you're doing. And I ask our listeners to pray protection for you. And the Lord will protect you and guide you, and Our Lady will wrap her mantle around you as well. God bless you, Sue. Take care.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, my friends, I hope your seatbelt is still buckled, because we will have many more programs with Sue Brinkman, because I'm sure if you're driving or you're home and you heard some of her statements, you're like, what? I do yoga. What's wrong with that? Or, I watched the Long Eye Medium. What's wrong with that? Or all the other things that she mentioned. We need to clean our closets out. You know how you have spring cleaning? It's time to clean our closets out and to make sure that we are living faith-filled lives. So if you haven't been back to the sacraments, try within this week to go back to the Sacrament of Reconciliation and to Mass, and to open your sacred scriptures and just pray the sacred scriptures, my friends. In the coming weeks, I have a lot of surprises for you. I have, I have some very important individuals who will be discussing the secrets of Medjugorje, who are really qualified to do so. And I have some very, very much, I can't even find the word to articulate the types of programs that we're going to be having. You know, this program, Why Are People Choosing Trendy Over Truth, is one of the first in this new year where we're really going to put the rubber meeting the road. I want to stir up. It is my heartfelt idea not to have you have the same people listening time after time, but to really stir up some conversions, to stir up the moments of healing when the Lord wants to reach down and touch your heart or your family in a very special way. And it's so important for us to support Kathleen McCarthy and In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. I was speaking to someone 2 days ago from the University of Notre Dame who's very involved in Catholic matters. And, you know, this is a radio network they had not heard of. And so I'm introducing it to different well-known authors and conference speakers, as well as all new listeners. So tomorrow, Kathleen McCarthy is on the air on Facebook. So I ask that you share. So when she says share, all you have to do is share with maybe your cousin in Mississippi or California. You don't have to say anything. You just hit the share button. And then she is heard all over the world. Perhaps you have friends in Ireland, Italy, South America. Just hit the share button. So it might be Susie at, smith.com. So you just hit it. You don't want to miss it. And I want to remind you that trust prayer that Susan Brinkman read at the half hour mark. It says anonymous from the Divine Mercy Shrine in New England. It was written by Kathleen McCarthy a long time ago. Yes, yes, yes. Our own Kathleen McCarthy wrote that trust prayer. So until next week, I want you to keep that seatbelt buckled, because the radio programs coming on this week will keep you on your toes, and they're about conversion and to keep you excited, so excited for your journey with the Lord. This is a radio network of hope. So until next week, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you. God bless you.